Jesus said to her, I am he. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Moses had to deal with a nation of people in the wilderness. It was on him, with assistance of the elders, to lead the Israelites out of persecution and slavery and towards a life of freedom and prosperity. At this point in the journey in Exodus, the people, though, were suffering from thirst, along with the threat of losing their livestock, their food supply. And they were complaining loudly against Moses. Moses desperately sought help from God, and God answered and provided. He told Moses to take the elders, and with his staff in his hand, the same staff that when he dipped it in the Nile, it turned to blood. And when he placed it before Pharaoh, it turned into a serpent. And God told him to go ahead of the people to the rock at Horeb. And he struck the rock and water came out of it, and the people drank. God answered their complaint. He soothed their suffering through this miracle performed by Moses. But the people would thirst again. The way that they would be hungry again after eating the manna from heaven. Jesus, on his travels with his disciples through Samaria, was thirsty and tired. And like many travelers on that particular road in that region, stopped and rested at Jacob's well. If anyone needs a visual aid, there's a wonderful print of Jacob's well in the hallway right outside of my office. So I invite you to go check it out afterwards. But this was an odd time to be at the well. Most people come to draw their water when it is cooler, in the morning or in the early afternoon. Excuse me, evening. But not during the heat of the midday. But that was when Jesus and his disciples came by to rest, and that was when the Samaritan woman chose to come by and draw her water. Maybe she didn't want to be around the well when everyone else was. So here is the scene, the encounter of Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. They were alone. The disciples had gone into town to buy food. And Jesus asks the woman for a drink. And she is perplexed by this. One, she is a woman and he is a man. Two, she is a Samaritan. So there must have been something early on that she realized that Jesus was a Jew. And it says there, in parentheses, that Jews and Samaritans do not share things, especially a common cup. But just like last Sunday, when we heard about Jesus, his encounter, and his chance to teach a high-ranking Pharisee who came in by night, Jesus doesn't care about the differences. It doesn't matter to him when he speaks with her or when about the kingdom of God and of heaven. We get a sense of the woman becoming a little more at ease with Jesus. Later on in the conversation, she is comfortable enough to reveal a little bit of her faith to Jesus. I know that Messiah is coming, and when he comes, he will proclaim all things to us. The woman believes and has hope in Messiah. Is she then similar to being a Jew? So what is the separation, the divide between this Jew and this Samaritan? We hear a little bit about it. The woman proclaims that her ancestors worshiped God on the nearby mountain. And she says that Jesus' faith says to worship God at temple in Jerusalem. So she not only knows her faith, but she knows Jesus' faith. She is wise. And she has a discerning heart because she does see through the differences that Jesus is a prophet, a man of God. Jesus reveals to the woman that it is more important that we worship God in spirit and in truth more so than where we worship. Jesus makes the point that we are not that far apart and that we can be in communion with one another, especially here on Sunday mornings. But notice that their differences don't go away. Jesus even adds, we know salvation is from the Jews. Jesus says, God is spirit. Therefore, we enter his presence through prayer with thanksgiving and song on bended knee, and we hearken to his voice. I took all that from the psalm. What we do here this morning is an outward, visible sign of our faith in God and our love of God. And through this faith, as Paul says to the Romans, we are justified, we have peace, we obtain God's grace, and we have hope. All this through Jesus Christ. Jesus tells the woman that the Messiah she believes in and is waiting for to proclaim all to the world is standing before her. Jesus is he. Before us, in spirit, in truth, in love, in grace, and hope. This is the living water that we receive, the gift of God gushing forth, pouring into our hearts, filling us so that we will not thirst in this way again. So when, on our faith journey, we get tired and we need rest and refreshment, let us realize that we are in the presence of Christ. He is standing before us, beside us, above us, and beneath us, and in us, leading us and giving us renewed strength. Jesus is he. We will not hunger, and we will not thirst. Amen.